From NewCanaanite.com, here's Michael Dinan in 0684 Radio.
Thank you, John Walsh of New Canaan's VoiceOver Walsh, for that introduction. This week we talked to New Canaan Police Officer Kelly Coughlin, who started in January as Community Impact Officer assigned to the downtown. This podcast will appear in the Thursday, March 18th newsletter. I spoke to Officer Coughlin on Wednesday morning. Here's our interview. Well, thank you, Officer Coughlin, for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
You started your assignment as Community Impact Officer, basically working in downtown New Canaan earlier this year, and I want to get into how some of that is going. But first, just for our listeners, a little bit more of a general introduction. I remember interviewing you when you and Officer Sheehan started on the job back in 2015. And something that had drawn you to New Canaan Police, you said, was the department's involvement in the community and outreach. I remember that. And I was just curious to know how that sort of has played out as you've gained more experience in police work in New Canaan. How would you describe the department's community involvement now that it's more than just kind of an abstract concept, I guess?
Absolutely. So I've been here for a little over 5 years, and I've gotten to serve in different smaller roles. And now that I am serving as our community impact officer, that gets to be one of my main focuses. But one of the nice things about this department, which, like you stated, kind of drew me in, is the connection with the community outside of just the police department. It seems, you know, it's been a very tight-knit community. There's lots of events that go on, and you can see how intertwined different organizations become here and how everyone working together can get so many things accomplished. And it feels like such a welcoming place to be. And as a police officer, I've definitely felt that. And one of the nice things about working this department is, as a patrol officer, we obviously have a variety of responsibilities. We go to a variety of calls and deal with people in all types of different situations, but we do get to get little tidbits of those community impacts. You know, it's not always we're just responding to negative incidents or seeing people at their worst. We do get to participate in different fundraising events and different community outreach supporting events. So I've gotten to get those little tidbit pieces in my 5 years here, you know, depending on what shift I've gotten to work on, some years more, some years less. But now that's kind of turned into almost my full-time role, as I really get to spend the time where I may not be responding to as many incidents outside of the center of town, but I do really get to work with a lot of different organizations and people in the community. And that's become my main responsibility right now.
You know, it's interesting you say that, because as a member of the press, when we receive information about an arrest or investigation, we see the names of the officers who are involved. And I know that in these 5 years, you've had a wide range of experience. As you mentioned, you know, some of these calls and incidents are difficult or negative or sort of nuanced. And so you've had a wide range in these years of types of incidents you've responded to. So as the community impact officer, you're one of the more visible police, not only to our merchants and workers downtown, but also to the wider community, which of course tends to support local businesses and meets up and dines out in the downtown area. What are your early impressions of downtown New Canaan and its regulars after these 2 months or so working the new assignment?
Yeah, so my main focus is the downtown area, and I definitely don't want to limit that to just Main and Elm and the main drag on Elm Street that people focus on. It does include, you know, extending out to Forest Street and Terry Street and that whole area where we really have a nice central business district. And getting to spend my days mostly focused in that area, I've realized just how many different businesses we have, how many different business owners, and not just people that live in New Canaan, but people, you know, come from all over to utilize our resources and work here, shop here, dine here. And it really is quite a busy area. I know it's with a year with COVID still impacting us, it's been a little different, I'm sure, than in years past. But spending a lot of time in the area, walking around, driving around, speaking with people, it really is quite a busy area. I've never seen it extremely quiet on Elm Street unless it's late at night and everything's closed down. But it is nice to see people out and about interacting with each other. And I've had some great conversations with both business owners and just members of the community walking around. So it's been great to get to utilize that as a way to create some of those positive interactions with the police, because sometimes people may go years without interacting with the police, or they've never had an experience and their first time may be a negative one, and that could be their only impression. But me just being out there on Elm Street, whether they, and you know, that general area, whether they talk to me or not, or just see me, it's nice having both an enforcement presence and also just the ability where someone could recognize that I'm there quite often and they could, you know, just approach me to talk about something if they felt needed.
Well, I imagine your presence downtown is appreciated by a lot of people, especially the merchants, because like a lot of towns in the area, the downtown has experienced some activity in terms of people stealing items from retailers. We had a very unusual bank robbery last summer or last fall, I think, on Main Street. So your presence, just being there and being visible, I take it is a big part of what the CIO role entails.
Definitely. A big part of it is trying to prevent incidents from happening, but also if something does happen, knowing that because that's such a busy area in town, that when I'm working, I'm going to be nearby. I should never be too far away, and hopefully I can get there quickly so that if these incidents do arise, if there's a shoplifting, if there's an urgent incident in town, obviously the quicker you can get there, the more likely you are to be able to assist people, and if there is someone that's a suspect involved, the more likely you are to catch them. So yes, it is a deterrence to try and have a high enforcement presence in that area, but definitely speaking with the business owners, they've been really appreciative of just having someone that, you know, they can see a friendly face and recognize me and start to realize I'm not always there just if something's going wrong, but I'm there just to check in, talk with them, and address any non-urgent needs that they might have. So I think it's great that I can kind of be a point of contact, that they know my name, they know how they can reach me, so they have someone that they can go to whenever they have something specific related to their business or the downtown area in general.
So how does it work sort of day to day? I know we've reported on some specific work you've already done in terms of studying parking use and configurations on Main Street and making some observations and recommendations based on that. But generally speaking, what are the things you do day to day as the community impact officer?
Yeah, so I'm a patrol officer still. I respond to calls if it's nearby, or obviously if you have officers that are tied up, I'm still assisting fellow officers I work with on the day shift. I work on a rotating schedule with them. So yeah, I'm responding to calls still, you know, making motor vehicle stops, trying to have an enforcement presence when it's nice out, and looking forward to the spring. There's going to be a lot more nice days. I'm definitely on foot, walking around, having conversations with people, and then whatever kind of emails or phone calls or conversations I have with people and they bring up an issue or bring up a comment or concern, I'm kind of addressing those. Some are very short term where I could just have a simple fix, have a conversation with them and come up with a solution, and others might be a more long-term investigation. So there are couple larceny cases that I am working on from the downtown area. In addition to that, one thing that I started when I took on this role in January was I've been sending out a monthly news bulletin at the end of every month. And basically, I've compiled a master business list of contacts, you know, emails and phone numbers for the managers and the business owners in town. And at the end of each month, I send out a bulletin that goes over some of the events that have happened in town, whether it be an event that they could attend, something that they should be aware of, but also stuff that's going on that the police department responds to that the newspaper often covers, but not necessarily everything is covered in detail, or it may be an ongoing investigation, but I sometimes share some of the non-personal facts of it. So it might be a safety concern, something for them to be aware of. I think one of the big things about 2020 was there were a lot of people in financial need and there were a lot of scams going on, for example. So my last monthly newsletter, I kind of provided some information on a few different scams that we've actually seen people in town be victimized to, and not only here, but in Fairfield County and the whole state. So it's just sharing stuff that's relevant to them, both personally and definitely focused on something that may affect them as a business owner.
Is your newsletter something internal, or is there something that our listeners, if they're interested in receiving it, can do to receive it?
Right now, I've just been sending it out as kind of an email blast to the business owners, their emails that I have, but it's nothing that has any kind of sensitive information. So if there were anyone that would want that, I can see about having it posted on the police department's website, or if they want to email me and say, hey, can I please sign up for this? They're more than welcome to do that. My work email is on our department's website, and anyone's welcome to reach out to me for that info.
Great, thanks. Kelly, is there anything else that you'd like to tell our listeners about yourself or your role or the police department or your work as the CIO?
I just encourage people that anytime they have a question, feel free to contact myself, or honestly, anyone in our department is open and willing to listen. I'm often, you'll probably see me, you know, getting coffee at Zoombox or walking downtown. I just encourage people to, you know, ask questions when you're curious, and don't hesitate to report something if you feel there's a need to do so. I think this past year has been a little tough for police and relations with the community. I don't think New Canaan specifically, but just kind of the turmoil that's been in the media and how that can play an impact and affect our relationship with people. So really, as a community impact officer, I'm trying to go out of my way to have those positive interactions with people and just have conversations. It doesn't have to be about anything police related, even just, you know, asking how you're doing, what's going on, what's your, you know, relationship with the town of New Canaan. Yeah, just create those positive interactions so that the first time I see you or I meet you isn't necessarily have to be in a negative light. I think that we have a great department. We have a ton of great officers that work here, and people should definitely be feel encouraged and feel open to having a conversation with any one of us should they ever need us.
Well, thank you for that and for all you're doing. I really appreciate your time. Before I let you go, how's your game at this point in terms of basketball? Is that something you've been able to keep up?
I'm a high school basketball coach. I coach girls basketball at Trumbull High. So luckily we've been able to have a season, and it's been great getting to participate in that. I do still play when I can. I sometimes practice with my players, but unfortunately last summer the league I normally participate in was canceled. I'm hoping this coming year I can get prepared for that. But yeah, basketball is definitely a huge part of my life. And who knows, maybe I can incorporate that into my job somehow this year once the weather gets nicer.
How did the season go for Trumbull High?
We're still participating right now. I am the head freshman coach. Our season's still going on. It's going well. And our varsity team, we just finished up the regular season, and we have our first round of playoffs tonight for the FCX. So I'm hopefully going to continue on for another 2 weeks till the season wraps up.
Well, good luck with that, and I'll let you get back to it. Thanks a lot, Kelly. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you so much.
This podcast has been edited for length. Thank you for joining us for this week's installment of 0684 Radio, and please join us for next Thursday's broadcast. Until then, here's Terry Dinan playing us out.